Next is a father's note on Janet Benman, B-E-N-M-A-N, Janet, J-A-N-E-T. Place of story point in Midland. Date was on December 13, 2021. Negative, Benman was seen December 13th because of congestion in her chest period. Felt her some facial pain during the weekend period. New paragraph. History. Mrs. Benman states that her congestion is slightly better and her facial pain is gone, period. She often has slight diarrhea, period. She has significant COPD, but that's not been too bad lately, and she's oxygen as needed, period. She does have dementia, and she has the methadone 5 milligrams daily, period. She has cervical spondylosis and lumbar spondylosis. She's been doing fairly well, period. However, she does get pain that can be severe, and she remains on the fentanyl patch with 25 micrograms every 72 hours and gabapentin and Norco, period. Otherwise, she's doing relatively well, and it appears that her congestion and respiratory symptoms are better. New paragraph, review system is negative for chest pain, dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, constipation, see. She has diarrhea, period, no dysuria. Examination, she's not distressed, 1097.3, 1276, blood pressure on 2164, is 5315. Head and neck. Oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection. Neck has no nose. Lungs had a few cracks in the lower lung fields that were not new. Cardiovascular, normal heart sounds, no gallop, no murmur. Abdomen soft, not tender. Musculoskeletal. No acute joint inflammation, period. No facial tenderness. Straight leg raising is negative. She does have chronic neck and back pain, sometimes leg pain. The paragraph, assessment and plans, one. This is Benson. Congestion is better. I do not believe she needs any specific antibiotics. I agree with her. Fact that I did even do have sexual fibrosis here. She's not Sheba, not Ewan-Terry. She was encouraged to drink more water, and she gets better. She did get better after drinking more fluids in the past 2 days. Two, she has COPD, and I will continue Ventolin HFA 1 to 2 times every 4 hours if needed. Period. Three, she has osteoarthritis, cervical and lumbar spondylosis. And for pain and spasm, I'll continue fentanyl 1.5 micrograms every 72 hours, plus gabapentin 100 milligrams twice a day, plus Norco 5-25, 1 every 6 hours if needed, plus the Xanity 2 milligrams if needed every 8 hours, period. For the neuropathy, I'll continue gabapentin 100 milligrams daily, period. For dementia, I'll continue the dexamethasone 5 milligrams daily, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.